his ankle. Alex Mack has a calf. But those four, like I said, Greco's likely the most serious. Not good enough. You know, we say the margin for error against a team like the Seahawks is slim. You know, at the end of the day, we weren't good enough. You know, defensively, it was, I thought we did a good job of getting them into longer third downs than what they're used to. Offensively, they'd been very efficient in having most of their third downs be of the medium variety. And we got them in a bunch of third and longs and couldn't get off the field. And that sums up the day. I think they ended up 9 of 11 or something like that. But that's just, you know, you're not going to be very successful. Offensively, did some good things, but just too inconsistent. You know, losing Greg hurt. You know, that early in the game, having to jumble the lineup, and this late in the year, those backup guys not getting a ton of quality reps with the ones, but you know, that's part of it. They got to be able to step up and play. You know, I thought Johnny did some good things, but we were just too inconsistent. I thought we hurt ourselves with some drops. I do think we ran the ball fairly effectively. I know we were 90 plus yards against a pretty good rush defense. But you know, as I said, the end of it, it's not good enough. Good to see the returner, Mostert, that we picked up. You know, give us a little spark in the return game. He was a guy that when we played Baltimore, we were very aware of where he was. Tried to kick away from him. Was obviously glad that we were able to pick him up midweek, and you know, he like I said, gave us some spark in the return game. But you know, time to regroup. You know, we'll take this week. We know we got to go on the road and play another good team who's hot. But that's the way it unfolds, and we'll be ready. We'll play hard. I mean, that's one thing I'm proud of, the effort from start to finish. Our guys played hard. Yeah, I mean, it starts with the quarterback. I mean, that's, you know, there were ones he made with his feet, but when he was able to scramble, he's a hard guy to pressure, because then he has that ability to make the first guy miss and then make you really pay. It was the style of game that we wanted from a possession standpoint, but we needed more stops defensively. I mean, the play right before the half really hurt us from a momentum standpoint. All we got, you know, we're in a call to just get the ball to come out early. We overloaded one side of the field. All we got to do is make a tackle, and we're off, and it's a one score game. And I think that was unfortunate that we ended up, you know, hand high on the face mask, and they got 3 points out of it, make it a 2 score game. So that was a tough way to end the first half. Yeah, just efficiency. I mean, they're one of the better red zone defenses in the league. But when you get down there, you got to be able to score points, and that was tough. That they were converting early and scoring touchdowns, and we were settling for field goals, and then even the one late to get it to 27-13. We agreed we needed to kick it there, but that was one where we at least thought about, hey, we don't know if we're going to get down there again. We should think about going for it. And I think we got sacked on third down and ended up having to kick it. So. No, it's just about efficiency down there, and that's the difference in games. You know, those third downs in the red zone are essentially 4-point plays. Did you happen to see the Sheldon Hatcher between Charles Gaines and Dante Whitner? So what? We saw it. I'm not sure. I mean, both those guys are very emotional, and I know that it diffused quickly, and they ended up. I saw them bumping fist, 10 seconds later. So I don't see that as a big deal. Yeah, well, to me, if Tremont catches that ball, that might, because Wilson got knocked down on the play. I mean, that might change the game. We thought they were just going to run, and that's why we were taking the timeouts. Knew that they were going to kick it to go up 3 scores. So, well, that was mean, that's the difference in the game. We had drops on offense, drops on D. But overall, I mean, you could just see I think the game is really slow for him when he sees it well. He does a good job of kind of smoking it down in the cadence. You know, they mix up enough quick count where you have to kind of show your hand early. But then he does a good job. Their offense has some flexibility to it. You see him moving the back and getting them in and out of plays. And I think that's where he's just had so much success. I think he has such a good feel for what they're doing. He prepares well, so he knows what you're in. He knows where to go with the football. I mean, he saw some mismatches. He went ahead and, you know, into some contested coverage, threw some balls up. They made plays.
Why so much playing time for
Bad Emosi? Well, it hurt us with K-1 down. It really hurt us with K-1 down. That required a two-player move. So now we had to move Gaines inside. Gaines stayed out there in base, but then had to slide inside, which is something we never want to do. You like your nickel to be your nickel. But that was tough for us because K-1's been playing well. And he worked out before the game with the shoulder and felt that he couldn't go. I mean, and it was a situation where, I mean, he's tough. He wanted to be out there. But that was a tough one for us to force that move. He didn't practice much during the week. But I know he was real frustrated beforehand coming out of that workout. But that just forced the move with Batty. I know we got Pierre in some late. It's tough to have to shuffle guys like that and move them inside now. That was good to see. I mean, I thought we had a good plan. We went out and executed, hit some plays. We had a good feel for that. I mean, they played us. I mean, they're usually pretty consistent in their looks, and it's a matter of executing. And I thought we did a good job of it.
Johnny's overall, his pocket presence, a couple of times he actually flushed out a little bit. Can you just talk about his pocket presence and his
reads? Yeah, he's done a much better job of taking what is there. Now, he got flushed probably a little bit more than we wanted him to, just because, you know, we had some, you know, breakdowns on the interior line, and that's probably the best among the, you know, one of the top two or three, if not the best, pass rushing front four. So he did a good job of getting out and not forcing the ball. He had some good plays that were just throwaways. He got rid of it. But, he did a good job. I like how he keeps his eyes down the field. He made some plays getting out of the pocket.
Did anybody on the Seahawks prior to the game, any of your friends on the other side, say anything about the comment that went viral this week about Russell Wilson?
No.
In a joking manner?
No. Pete Carroll and I enjoyed a laugh about it at midfield. Yeah, none of the players did. I mean, obviously I know Rube, and I got a chance to talk to Rube and Fred Jackson after the game. But, no, Pete and I shared a private laughing moment about it. Before the game, yeah.
Barnage tied Ozzie Newsom's record for touchdown catches in a season by a tight end. Just what can you say about what he's meant to you guys this season with that milestone?
Just as we've talked about Gary all along, it just comes down to it's a testament to who he is, how he prepares, he'll be the first one to tell you it's all about getting an opportunity. And you see guys in the league, and I've talked about this before, that just kind of get typecast in a role. And people saw Gary Barnage as a number two tight end for a long time. And here he played behind Greg Olsen, played behind Jordan Cameron, and finally got an opportunity to be the guy. And it comes as a surprise to a lot of people, but not to those internally that know Gary. I think we saw glimpses of it last year at times when Jordan was hurt, or even when he was the second tight end of him making plays.